When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Keith Linder about the Bothell Hell House. Thank you for being a gravekeeper and supporting the show, allowing us to do this for you every single week.
Sunday night, early Monday morning, if there ever was an icing on the cake of Katy Perry weekend, it would have to be 1:34 a.m. Monday, because me and Tina are asleep and the fire alarm in the house goes off. And we dart out of bed, and I look toward the bedroom door. Door was closed. I see light illuminating underneath. I jerk open the bedroom door, and there's a book on fire. A book. I say book now because I don't know what type of book. Mm-hmm. Flames are dancing all over it. It's on my carpet. It's pitch black in the house. It's 1:34 in the morning. I take my left foot and I use it to close the book to douse out the flames. And that worked. As soon as I did that, I can see it. This is the Bible that was missing or went missing in 2012. As soon as I closed the book, I recognized, oh, that's the green Bible I set on the lampstand almost a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I pick it up, ash smoldering, hallways filled with smoke, and I feel a bulge, and there's something in it. I feel a bulge. I'm like, wait a minute. There's something in here. The spirits are not done with us. So I open up the book, and Tina's standing right next to me, by the way, and there's this wooden cross in the middle, and it's just scorched as well. And I know this cross, too, because this cross was hanging above our bed before we went to bed that night. This is the cross I bought on Amazon from Jerusalem. And I had it shipped here as a means of protection. And me and Tina said a prayer and we hung it over our headboard in our bedroom. And when you go to bed, you see this cross. There's no way you would know this cross is missing if it wasn't there when you went to bed, and now it's inside the Bible that was gone for a year and a half, and they're both burnt beyond recognition.
What goes through your mind at this moment when something this dramatic happens?
Devil. Yeah. Devil. I mean, just straight up devil, or straight up demon, devil. And I'm a spiritual, religious guy. I grew up in the church, and I you know, hung around Sunday school or whatever. And I know in today's society, especially in the paranormal, you know, everybody likes to scream demon or devil early, you know.
Sure.
But I think now, in conjunction with some of the other things, yeah. I mean, when I say demon or devil, I just mean this is malevolent.
Yeah.
Okay. This is out of the ballpark, beyond the pale, malevolent. We have fire now. Fire has now been introduced into the haunting of Keith and Tina. And you should have seen the look on me and Tina's face that night and that morning. Because that now I'm going to work and people were like, hey, how was your weekend, Keith? And I'm like, I got a look on my face like, save me, because I'm about to walk into moving traffic. You know,
yeah.
that's the expression I'm now walking into work with. And everybody who knows me sort of knows what's happening in our home, but you don't know until you actually see it. So I called the paranormal team who came in the night before, and the lady literally dropped the phone. She said, I've been doing this 34 years. I've never dealt with nothing like that. And she was straight up honest. She was like, that's past my skillty. I don't know, dude. I mean, we blessed the house. We were there 11 hours. We did this and that. You got fire now. And, yeah, that was a bad, and that was Katy Perry weekend. That was the conclusion. And of course it got worse after that, but yeah, that was Katy Perry weekend.
I certainly want to hear what happens as it gets worse, but at this point I have to ask you, and this is probably one of the more common questions you get.
Yeah.
How did you have the patience to stay in the house when things are getting this bad?
Yeah. That's a very multidimensional, well, the answer is multidimensional, because different phases, me and Tina would be like, you know, cut and run. Do we cut and run? Do you cut your losses now? No house is worth this. No peace of mind is worth this. At the same time, me personally, more than Tina, I just like to, I'm a problem solver. I spent my 30 odd years in IT, and I mitigate and solve problems. As bad as everything was happening around us, it seemed like a problem worth solving. I looked at Tina, I'm like, we can't, I mean, if we leave this house now, who are we leaving it to? Mm-hmm. Somebody else is going to come in here. And these spirits are going to still be here raising hell, and they may go dormant, but they, you know, cutting and running or leaving just seemed too cliche. I know it's easier said than done, but it just seemed too knee-jerk for me. And at the same time, this was my first house. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, this is my house. I got a huge job promotion, which has helped me acquire it. And I was just like, no, these spirits are not going to beat me in my own house. Of course, I was very naive. I still had not known, and I still don't know even to this day, everything that we were facing. But yeah, it was a lot of naivete, but I was just firm in my belief, because the churches that we were working with were advising us, we can win this fight. It's winnable. It's not going to be easy. And they were honest in their assessment of, whoa, this is not going to be easy, dude. But it's winnable. But you and Tina are in a unique situation to where y'all can come out the victor, and, you know, to God be the glory. But for me, it was just more trying to get to the root cause, because now I've now turned part-time investigator myself. I've now made contact with a previous tenant who lived in the house 5 years before us, who told us, because I contacted her, yeah, that the house was a living hell. She said, oh, that house? Oh, yeah, it almost killed us. I mean, this is what she's telling me. And I immediately knew what she was talking about, because she's like, oh, that house, it felt like it was alive. It was the beginning of the end in that house. It destroyed our marriage, destroyed my son. He complained of seeing shadows, and I knew because I saw them too. Her and her husband got divorced in that house. They saw objects move, kitchen cabinets open, loud bangs, footsteps, door slams on them. And she's telling me all this, and this is 5 years before we even arrived that they experienced it. But they just left. She said, well, we left, and yeah, we didn't tell anybody. We, you know, who are you going to tell? Who's going to believe you? So that sort of reinforces my idea. Well, if we leave, number one, there's a chance that they can follow us. But, I mean, it can haunt the other people just as equal. And no, it needs to, it stops now. That was one of my ideas of it stops now. The hell or whatever's here, it ends with us. But trust me, that's not an easy diagnosis, because me and Tina, this is 2014, we had no idea what was about to happen. I mean, the gloves were coming off big time by the summer of 2014.
So you stay in the house after that incident. How did things continue to progress to get even worse?
Well, we had a second fire. The poster fire was a week, if not maybe more, after the Bible caught fire. Tina had just left for work. I'm in the shower and the fire alarm goes off again. And in my house, when fire alarm goes off, you know you're at DEFCON 1. Because I rush out, and when I get to the landing, I kid you not, I felt a force run past me, and a lot of thundering went down the footsteps, but nobody's there. And the front door opened wide and shut again. This is the fire alarm going off. Something in my brain told me to run to the front door. I'm thinking intruder in the house. Even though I didn't see anybody, that obviously had to be an intruder, okay? I get to the front door. It doesn't even open. I mean, it's like a force is holding that door cement shut, like it's been, you know, shut. And I knew right then and there, Keith, you're under attack. I still got a fire to contend with that I have not researched. So I dart back upstairs. And true enough, smoke is coming out of my office. And I walk in there, and my poster is on fire. Flames are dancing all on it. And I throw my bath towel on the fire to put the poster out, or the fire out, and run back downstairs, and the front door still won't open. The fire alarms are still wailing, and I call 911. I mean, I called 911 to get the fire department, because I thought there was a fire that they started that either I couldn't get to or don't know where it's at, because the alarms were just going nonstop. And then I called Tina to make a U-turn. Tina had not even reached the highway yet. And I said, come back to the house. All this happened within about 3 minutes. I said, the house is under attack. The house is under attack. Of course, nobody could find root cause for the poster catching fire. And me and Tina, being so shell-shocked, me especially, sat down, or we drove to the local parish office in Bothell and sat in there and waited for about 5 or 6 hours before the priest would see us, because we were not leaving that church until the local priest would see us, because up until that time they had just been brushing us off. And he finally saw us that day when we talked about the fire. But yeah, other activity thereafter, you're talking about coming home from work, and it looks like Hurricane Sandy has just left your house, because now we're coming home, me and Tina, and everything's turned upside down. Furniture, coffee table, lamps, your kitchen cabinet, all the doors are open. Everything inside has been rearranged. It's just total mayhem in every room in the house, pretty much. And that happened every day. And then when you're home, after you put everything back together, you're back to the phantom footsteps, the loud banging, the slamming of the doors, occasional plant being thrown. So I went out and bought more cameras. to try to catch some of that phenomena in real time. And soon enough, here come the wall markings. I mean, the wall writings, I should say, of now you come home, your house looks like it just had Hurricane Sandy run through. But now it looks like it also had somebody who just had a gross imagination with a bucket of paint, because now in my room, in my room only, are these inexplicable wall writings. We're talking upside down crosses, 666, and then later the upside down man stick figure, which we later learned, I later learned, is a Native American symbol, which means a man has died or a man is about to die.
When you sat down with the priest there, after the, you're waiting 5 hours for to see him, and you unload, I'm assuming you unloaded and started to share what happened, what's the reaction? What do you get?
Believe it or not, his reaction was very receptive. We were referred to this priest months ago by the local parish in Seattle. They said, this parish, you're lucky to be in Bothell, because this priest at this parish, he deals with the supernatural for the regional churches, for the Catholic churches. So that's what we were so trying to get a hold of him. Everybody was pushing us towards him. So when we finally told him our story, it was like singing to the choir. Our only problem with him was he was not reliable and not as organized as we have liked to be, because up until the day we finally saw him, him and his secretary mainly, were telling us he'll call you, he'll call you, he'll call you, and he never did. So we're finally, when we're in his office, we see on his desk a stack of notes saying, call Tina, call Keith, call Tina, call Tina. I kid you not. And he even admitted to that and apologized. So I said, hey, I'm kind of disorganized, I'm kind of disheveled here. But so he listened to our story and then told us some other accounts in and around the Seattle area that he has been doing in the past. So he said, what we told him was not unusual. And we thought, okay, we got a familiar ear. We've come to the right place. He knows what to do. And he gave us pointers and said he would work with us and gave us a sheet of what to do and what not to do. So we left his office feeling like mission accomplished. But keep in mind, as we're doing our proactive things, so are the spirits. And they're not going to go easily. And they made it known the minute he left, because he came and blessed the house several times. He came and held communion, held mass. And the activity would die down for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and then would just come back. And he predicted that. He said, that's going to happen. He said, that's written in here that we know that's going to happen, but we got to be steadfast, especially you and Tina. Y'all don't want to live here, and we have to be unison. You know, we can't have one kink in the armor, because if we hesitate or blink just a little, they're going to tether to the house some more. So he gave good advice. I just don't think he was in my book. I talk about it a lot. I don't think he was just available as much. Mm-hmm. It seemed to be, and we later found out why. I mean, we later found out that he wasn't, and it was almost like a side project, because Tina contacted the bishop, his bishop, a few months later, like 6 months later, because we couldn't find the guy anymore, and the bishop never heard of us. He's like, who are you guys? And that was very discerning for us, because we were like, you mean your priest hasn't told you that he's been working with for the last 6 months? And he was like, no. So yeah.
Wow. Going back to the house, and you're now getting those writings on the wall and everything else amped up. What goes on from there?
More angst, more anxiety, because now significant damage. We now have fire on the wall. We now have writings. Of course, you got to paint over that stuff. Priests and other churches came to bless it, and then you paint over it. Then the spirits write over it again. You know, it's almost like a day later. So now you're spinning your wheels. It sort of seems like we're getting nowhere fast with this. And the second Bible caught fire a few days after the first one. The third Bible caught fire a few days after the second one. And then now, interesting enough, the spirits are manipulating Tina and me. If Tina or myself forget to sage or lead in prayer for tonight, the other person gets upset. The other person feels like the other person's not pulling their weight. So you start getting angst, sleep deprived, tired. And that's to say, that's the thing I talked about earlier about we don't know what we're in for, or we're sort of naive, because there's a lot of things happening around me and Tina that are not physical, but are still equally, if not more deadly, because the mood is changing in the house, and our mood, how we look at each other, me and Tina, is now changing. I'm grouchy, she's grouchy. I'm at work and I call, hey, did you catch up with the priest today? Oh, no, I forgot, I got busy, and I get frustrated. So you bring that energy home, and the spirits leap on that. You know, they leap on that. And finally, I mean, it got so bad. I mean, it did finally catch the attention of Ghost Adventures through the local media, because the Bibles and a lot of bangers and the wall writings caught the attention of local media. The local media caught the attention of Ghost Adventures. And so about November of 2014, Zach and crew did come to the house and investigate. They did about 5 hours worth of investigation. I don't know if you're familiar with that episode, but they left empty-handed. And then them leaving empty-handed sort of painted me and Tina in a negative light with a portion of the paranormal field, because one of the things me and Tina kept running into when we were making our claims known in public was there's no way a house could be that active. I mean, you talk to paranormal researchers who've been doing this for years, and some of them, not all of them, would say you would live your entire life to just have one phenomena, what you're reporting, and you're talking about 50 or 80. No, I mean, a house would implode. That's just not, you got wall writings, you got Bibles catching fire, posters catching fire. So it was even hard for some to believe in the paranormal community unless they were there to witness it themselves. And if they didn't, they sort of thought, you guys are a little bit over exaggerating. That can't happen. That's not real. Your house is brand new. Your house is brand new. Hasn't even been lived in long enough to be haunted. And those were roadblocks that we were running into. And that was frustrating. That was frustrating for us because, you know, I know just by my profession, there's a first time for everything. And finally, toward the end of 2014, Ghost Adventures came and left, and now we're now in 2015. And the activity is now narrowed down to not just me and Tina. Now the activity is just, they're attacking me now. They're attacking me with Tina being a bystander. You know, Tina leaves for work, all the lights in the house go off. If I stay in the bed when Tina goes to work, I'm in trouble because all the lights are going to go off and an object's going to be thrown. They used to be thrown over the bed. Now they're thrown in the bed with me. Bed shakes, bed vibrations, the 666 and the upside down man figure and the upside down crosses are now gone. What's now replaced that is the words Die KL, my initials. Mm-hmm. I come home, Die KL written everywhere on my wall, on the lawn, in my car, it's scratched on headboards, everywhere. I got more car keys missing, wallet missing, valuables missing. All that stuff is really homing in now. It's driving Tina crazy because there's nothing she can do except she's seeing all this phenomena happen around me. She's worried, she's fearful, she's frantic, she's calling people, they're not calling her back. And yeah, it just really, I mean, we're both averaging about 4, maybe 5 hours sleep at that stage.
How does this continue? Do you get to a point where any of this is resolved?
It doesn't have a happy ending, Tony. And that's not the Hollywood. Yeah, the Hollywood angle is, the cavalry comes in and saves the day. But no, this ordeal, the 4-year ordeal, me and Tina broke up. I mean, Tina, the last straw for Tina was her ill portrayal on the episode Demons in Seattle. We broke up 5 days after that episode aired. They really, as a means of not getting any evidence, portrayed her on the episode as possibly being the agent behind it all. And the blogosphere, social blogosphere, just ate that up and really denigrated her. And so she moved out. We broke up 5 days after the episode. That was about February 25th, 28th is when the episode aired. I still had a year and a half left on the lease, believe you not. I stayed in the home and I doubled down. Now it's just me in this crazy house. And a portion of the paranormal community believing that it's all hoaxed or made up. So I turned inward. I started going to the Seattle local library downtown and reading books about poltergeists, because that was thrown at me by some people as, oh, you got a poltergeist, dude. I didn't know what that was. And the more I read about poltergeists, because what I read was, oh, this is exactly what's happening in our house. This is us. Mm-hmm. And one of the names that popped up in my research was the word parapsychology, and attached to that was the name of Steve Mara. And I'm like, Steve Mara, who's this guy? But I researched Steve Mara and I saw a couple of his lectures. He's in the UK. He's done lectures about poltergeist activity. He belongs to an organization that researches and investigates these things out. And I sent him a whole bunch of emails and photographs and videos. And it took about 2 months to respond to me, but when he did, he found the information compelling. So they put me through a whole process of interviews, him and his organization, and he contacted his friend, Don Phillips, and they agreed to come to the house. January of 2016 is when they came. Our communications started October of that previous year. So they come, and lo and behold, they did something no team has ever done before, except Nikki and Carissa, who are in the United States, was they lived in the house. And by living, I mean they stayed a week the first time around, and 5 days the first time around, and then 7 days the second time around. They made two trips, January and April of 2016, and got a truckload of evidence, as well as an admittance of, this is something we've never seen before. This is Steve Mara saying this, and he's got 34 years of experience. But the crux of the story was basically the case, or the house, I should say, started to get its turnaround once more qualified teams started coming in. Because once you got qualified teams coming in, they have two facets to their investigative. One of them, they're trying to uncover evidence, and then they're trying to mitigate it at the same time, mitigate the activity. And they told me these things will escalate the activity. Like, number one, your cameras, the infrared stuff, that's got to go. That's get it out of here. The spirits will eat that up. And there was data to support that. Based on my spreadsheet that I kept, yeah, the activity did spike the minute I brought cameras in. And it was just really, once they verified the house as what they call an intelligent haunting / poltergeist haunting, with a lot of other different variables added, that to me, for me, that was the time to go. Was we found out, you know, what's causing, well, not what's causing it, but that something is here. It's been validated. It's been substantiated. The homeowner who gave approval for all the teams coming in has now got folder after folder after folder of all the activity that's taking place. Whoever comes in after this house, after me, they're going to know this house was haunted. There's no way you can't. And you have a decision to make whether you want to live in a house like that, because Steve Merritt and others have said the potentiality is always going to be there. If the house can go dormant, it did go dormant for other few tenants. We know that by the people we talked to and the people that we didn't talk to. There's 5 years between me and the family that did have activity, so we know it can't go dormant. It's just a combination of synergy and people that may make a house behave the way ours did. No other house on the block did, not even close. So we have to think it's the synergy of what transpired here before and what walks through the door to live here. Obviously, some people may have activity and not even notice it. What made me notice it was some of the phenomena that happened and then getting cameras to sort of capture it happening again. But yeah, moving out, I moved out in May, almost, yeah, 4 years to the day, almost May 8th of 2016 is when I moved out. And I mean, there's a lot of data on the house, but yeah, it wasn't a Hollywood ending. It did cost me my relationship. And it was hard. I mean, sure. I tell people, this is not something you want to wish on anybody, or people always say, oh, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have lived there. I just want to spend a night there. You know, it's not an Airbnb. it's not your bed and bath. You're not going to have, you know, Eggs Benedict in the morning and have a haunted house. This is real. And it was real. We know for a fact that two families got totally messed up. The previous family and my potential family, because me and Tina broke up, and it's not. Yeah, there's no happy ending here, and there's multiple energies there, multiple spirits, and most of them are not friendly. Not based on what I've seen with my own eyes, something about that house attracted them there from the jump street, and they're not to be underestimated or messed with.
Was there any evidence that you found or any explanation, I guess I should say, as to why this thing was there or these things were there at this fairly new home?
Yeah, and I mean, the evidence we found, it was so, a lot of it was compelling. Like going back to the wall writings, a lot of the wall writings were done in Native American language. In Bothell, Washington, as well as the state of Washington, there's a lot of Native American history here. So we thought it would have to do with the land. Mm-hmm. And we did find interesting things about the house, meaning there once was a cabin where that house used to be back in the mid-1900s. A cabin was built there in 1945, where our house currently now sits. And it faced the creek. There's a creek that runs behind the house. Some of the EVPs that Dawn and Steve captured gave rise, because the questions was asked, is there any Native Americans here? And the spirits would say yes, or they would say yes, I mean, there's burial grounds here. And so those were captured on EVP, and also just some of the land records that showed that Bothell back in the 1800s, Bothell was a logging community, and there was a lot of wars that broke out between the settlers and the Native Americans here over the mass chopping down of trees. And there was a lot of sabotage that the Native Americans did to the settlers to prevent that. And that happened in and around the area that we now live in, but once again, no other house is experiencing it. But the wall writings, the substance, one of the substances we were able to analyze, I had it analyzed to see what it was made out of. And the substance was made out of bone black. And most people have never heard of bone black. I never heard of it. And it was interesting how we found out about it is because the makeup of this paint material, or what we thought was paint, is organic. It's 100% organic. And it has a lot of phosphate in it, a lot of calcium in it. And I just shopped the ingredients of that paint around to art galleries, to five of them finally said, that's bone black. That's a rare painting substance. And I'm like, well, what is bone black? What is it? I said, oh, that's just incinerated cow bone, or really buffalo bone. It's when you take the buffalo, because back in the early 1800s, there was a mass killing of buffalo throughout the North America, to where the countryside was littered with buffalo bones. So they made it into a commodity by burning it down and using it as paint. And bone black is an ancient form of pictography and calligraphy. Native Americans use it through multicultures throughout the world. And so that was interesting, why the spirits would choose bone black as one of the means for its painting on the wall, because you can't buy bone black in your local paint store. You can't buy it in any store. There's only one store in the entire world that sells it, and they sell it in small quantities. So that was interesting. And then Dawn got an EVP under the house that I lived in that said Long House. Well, Long House is a Native American terminology, and there are a lot of long houses, long cabins, in and around Bothell that the Native Americans use for trading posts. The term is a longhouse. People can Google it. You can see what that looks like. So those things, going back to the previous tenant who lived in the house 5 years before us, there was a lot of dark things about the spouse, the wife, that I list in my book, that she was going through a lot of dark times for her and her family. I just think somehow a portal, and for lack of a better word, a portal, something, a beacon shined on that house in a negative way to just attract negative spirits, because we have a lot of EVPs, and a lot of the EVPs, the spirits say on there, we're here, we like being here, and we just go from house to house. I mean, they're saying that. These are the EVPs we've captured, and they're on my YouTube channel for anybody who wants to read and listen to these EVPs. Be careful, but you will hear the spirits actually saying these things of, yeah, we traverse from house to house, and basically they sum it up as we just look for vulnerabilities. And for some odd reason, this house was, I mean, easy pickings for him.
That's going to wrap up our interview with Keith Linder. I have so many more questions. Hopefully we can have him on the show another time. Thank you, Keith, for joining us. You can find the link to Keith's book and his website on our website, thegravetalks.com. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed.
Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.